KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic, 39 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In the news, one person died and two others were injured during a crash Wednesday evening north of Dunlap. The Iowa State Patrol says 80-year-old Jim McCumber of Manila died at the scene of the crash on Highway 37 at around 6:30 p.m. Officials say he was driving a 2009 Buick LeSabre eastbound on Highway 37 when the vehicle collided in the eastbound lane with a 2012 Ford F-350 pickup driven by 41-year-old Brian Brummer of Soldier. Following the collision, the car came to rest in the south ditch while the truck came to rest on its top in the middle of the road. Brummer and a passenger in the Buick, 76-year-old Rosalie McCumber of Manila, were flown by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. And the Council Bluffs Police Department Wednesday morning said two people died in a crash that occurred Tuesday morning. Authorities identified the victims as 47-year-old Wendy Hasty and 50-year-old Tammy Murray, both of Council Bluffs. The women were passengers in a car driven by Damian Morgan that was hit by a van at the intersection of the South Expressway and Veterans Memorial Highway in Council Bluffs. That accident happened around 9:45 a.m. Tuesday. An investigation showed the van driven by Armando Mendez of Council Bluffs was westbound on Vets Highway. A Dodge Intrepid driven by Morgan was eastbound, turning north onto the South Expressway, when it was hit on the passenger side by the van. Hasty, who was a front seat passenger in the car, died at the scene. Murray, who was sitting in the back seat, died at Creighton University Trauma Center as a result of injuries she suffered in the crash. Both drivers suffered minor injuries. Charges were pending toxicology results on Morgan. Well, beginning at 6 a.m. tomorrow, traffic on westbound Interstate 80 and northbound I-29 in Council Bluffs will shift to new pavement lanes west of the South Expressway exit, or Exit 3. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Council Bluffs Construction Office says motorists are urged to use caution when shifting into the new permanent pavement, which is in place to prepare for the construction of westbound I-80 express lanes that are scheduled to begin in the summer of 2015. The Iowa DOT is in the process of reconstructing I-80, I-29, and 480 in the Council Bluffs metro area. The comprehensive interstate redesign will modernize the highway system and improve mobility and safety of about 18 miles of interstate. If you'd like more information on that Council Bluffs Interstate Improvement Program project, go to www.councilbluffsinterstate.iowa.gov. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say no injuries were reported when the driver of a vehicle that struck a deer Wednesday morning. Authorities say Amanda Donahue of Corning was traveling east on 190th Street just before 8 a.m. Wednesday when the deer crossed in front of her car on the road about a half mile east of Mulberry Avenue. The vehicle sustained damage to its grill and radiator, in addition to minor damage on the front of the vehicle and its bumper. Police in Creston say no injuries were reported and no citations were issued following a collision Wednesday morning between a car and an SUV. Officials say a 2008 Chevy Impala driven by 39-year-old Eric Patterson of Creston was traveling west on Howard Street in Creston at around 8:10 a.m. as a 1997 Ford Expedition driven by 49-year-old Lori Tevenkamp of Creston was traveling south on Elm Street. Patterson told police he saw the SUV with its turn signal on and decided to proceed through the intersection. As he did so, the SUV continued to travel straight instead of turning. Tevenkamp told police she almost came to a stop at the intersection and was trying to determine if she needed to go straight or turn. By the time she made up her mind, Patterson's car was right in front of her Expedition. The vehicles collided in a T-bone fashion, causing an estimated total amount of damage of $2,600. Officials with the Iowa DNR say a Dunlap man was seriously injured late Wednesday afternoon while coyote hunting in western Iowa's Monona County. The man, whose name was being withheld pending notification of relatives, was getting out of his vehicle in a harvested cornfield west of Dunlap when he fell and the high-powered rifle he was carrying discharged into his abdomen shortly before 5 p.m. on Wednesday. The man was airlifted to University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, where he was undergoing surgery Wednesday evening. The incident remained under investigation by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. An Audubon man was arrested on drug charges Tuesday following a traffic stop in Exira. The Sheriff's Department said yesterday 20-year-old Robert Paul Jones of Exira was arrested at around 7:30 p.m. on a felony possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver charge. Jones was being held in the Audubon County Jail. The incident remains under investigation. The Glenwood Police Department reports the arrest on Tuesday of 25-year-old Scott Reed. The Glenwood man was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant for assault. Reed's bond was set at $300 cash. And the Glenwood PD said a resident reported Wednesday an incident of burglary. No other details were provided. A Creston man reported to police Sunday the theft of numerous pieces of archery equipment. In a report issued Wednesday, the Creston PD said a resident in the 700 block of North Poplar Street in Creston told authorities someone had stolen a Matthews Switch XT compound bow, arrows, accessories, and a hard bow case. The items were taken from the victim's pickup truck. The loss was estimated at $1,050. Two people were arrested on separate charges in Mills County recently. The Sheriff's Department said 52-year-old Mark Shaver Fubelli of Mineola was arrested at around 3:25 a.m. Wednesday for interference with official acts and public intoxication. His bond was set at $600. And on Tuesday, 39-year-old Chad James Johnston of Glenwood was arrested at around 9:55 p.m. on a charge of OWI first offense. Johnston's bond was set at $1,000. Authorities say seven people have been arrested in Sioux City suspected of aiding a man who shot a police officer. A spokesman for federal prosecutors, Tim Duox, on Wednesday declined to identify the seven or address the specific charges against them. Jamal Dean, the man who shot Officer Kevin McCormick, fled Sioux City after the April 29, 2013 shooting. He was arrested 5 days later during a traffic stop in Riviera, Texas, about 105 miles from the Mexican border. Although McCormick's police vehicle was riddled with bullets and he was shot in the head, he wasn't seriously injured and returned to work. Dean later pleaded guilty to attempted murder and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Well, Dedder Motor Company and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce have announced the 14th annual Athena Awards in Atlantic. Nominations are now being accepted for the award, which will be presented on Saturday, January 17th at the Cass County Community Center. The award will be presented to an exceptional individual who has achieved excellence in his or her business profession, has served the community in a meaningful way, and has assisted women in their attainment of professional goals and leadership skills. The Athena Award was first presented in 1982 in Lansing, Michigan, and has grown to include presentations to more than 6,000 individuals in hundreds of cities across the globe. Those interested in nominating an individual can pick up a nomination packet at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 102 Chestnut Street or by visiting www.atlanticiowa.com. Those nominations are due by December the 5th. Elsewhere in the news, after all of the hoopla after the following the 2014 general election, there won't be much change in the key decision makers at the State House. Republican Governor Terry Branstad easily won re-election. Republicans added four seats to their majority in the Iowa House, and Democrats were able to retain control of the Iowa Senate. Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs suggests legislators need to forget about all the election drama and move on.
Everybody understands a sore loser. Nobody understands a sore winner. Erase the chalkboard, start over. The voters have put a set of people into this Golden Dome building, and it's our job to work together and try and face the problems that Iowa has and solve them.
For the past 2 years, Democrats held a narrow 26-24 edge seat in the Iowa Senate, and while some of the seats changed hands Tuesday night, Democrats will be in control by the same 26-24 margin for the next few years.
We go out and recruit really good candidates, people that are already leaders in their community, and help them run smart, savvy campaigns, and I think that's why we succeed.
Senate Democrats plan to meet on Sunday to hold leadership elections, and Gronstall is likely to remain the majority leader. Senate Republican Leader Bill Dix of Shell Rock has scheduled a meeting for Senate Republicans on Monday.
We'll all get together. We'll work on where we want to align ourselves and make sure we continue to stand for those conservative values that grow Iowa's economy and jobs, and try to find a way to work in any way we can to get those issues done and sent on to the governor.
House Republicans are likely to retain Craig Paulson of Hiawatha and Linda Upmeyer of Clear Lake as their top leaders. House Republicans plan to meet Monday to plot strategy for the 2015 legislative session. Again, House Democrats will meet Saturday, November 15th to discuss election losses and their priorities for next year. In our funeral announcements, Marjorie Kramer, age 82 of Harlan, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A massive Christian burial service for Marjorie Kramer will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Michelle Lynn Riedemann Nurnberg, age 36, formerly of Atlantic, died October the 30th in Kansas City. Funeral services for Michelle Riedemann Nurnberg will be today at 2 o'clock at the Blue Springs Christian Church in Blue Springs, Missouri. Bonita Miller, age 100 of Red Oak, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Graveside services for Bonita Miller will be Friday at 10:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Orlin McKibben, age 97 of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A celebration of life service for Orlin McKibben will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Alvin Legeman, age 89 of Urbandale and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday. Graveside funeral services for Alvin Legeman will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Coon Rapids Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Dolores Diane D. Getch, age 80 of Brookings, South Dakota, and formerly of Carson, died November the 5th. Graveside services for D. Getch will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Carson Cemetery in Carson. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Rose Rutledge, age 94 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rose Rutledge will be held 11 a.m. November 17th at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Virginia Hopkins, age 90 of Greenfield, died Saturday. A memorial service for Virginia Hopkins will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dwayne Harris, age 75 of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dwayne Harris are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Jim McCumber, age 80 of Manila, died Wednesday as the result of an auto accident north of Dunlap. Services for Jim McCumber are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.